Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a heatwave swing resample framework in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the jungle and old school drum and bass way. The big idea is simple. We're going to take one clean breakbeat, give it a slightly loose, human swing, process it just enough to add character, then print it to audio so we can chop it, twist it, and turn it into a proper DNB drum toolkit. This matters, because classic jungle and a lot of great modern rollers are not just looped patterns. They feel performed, printed, and recut. That resampling workflow gives you more groove, more variation, and way more control over arrangement. And honestly, it just sounds alive. For this one, keep your setup beginner-friendly and use stock Ableton devices. We'll lean on simpler drum rack, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, auto filter, utility, reverb, and echo if needed. First, set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want that classic jungle energy, 172 BPM is a really solid starting point. Then create a simple session layout. You want one auto track for your break resample, one MIDI track for drum rock work, and one extra audio track for FX or atmosphere, if you want it. A clean layout helps a lot here because DNB moves fast. When the drums are clearly separated from everything else, it's much easier to hear what the groove is actually doing. Now load a breakbeat into simpler on a MIDI track. If you want to play the break as a loop first, use one shot or classic mode depending on your preference. For a beginner workflow, keep warp turned on. Set the warp mode to beats, and start by preserving the transients if the break is punchy. Keep the loop at one or two bars. If the break sounds a little too clean, don't worry about that. That's actually perfect. We're going to dirty it up with processing and resampling. Now let's create the heatwave swing feel. Drag the clip into the arrangement or session view, then open the groove pool. Start subtle. You do not want to overshuffle the break. Try a swing groove at around 20 to 35% groove amount, with timing somewhere around 10 to 25%. Random can stay very low, maybe 0 to 8%. Then do a few small manual nudges. Push one ghost snare a little late. Leave the main snare more centered. Maybe push a hat just a little early so the beat has drive. These tiny moves make a huge difference. That's the heatwave feeling right there. It's not sloppy, and it's not rigid either. It's that slightly hazy, slightly unstable motion that makes jungle drums feel like they're breathing. Next, build a simple processing chain on the break track before resampling. Put EQ8 first, then drum bus, then saturator, then glue compressor or a regular compressor. Start gently. High pass very lightly around 25 to 35 Hz to clean up rumble. On drum bus, use a modest amount of drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and only a touch of crunch if you need it. Add saturator with a small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. And turn on soft clip if the signal starts peaking. Then use glue compressor lightly, something like a 2 to 1 ratio, a moderate attack around 10 milliseconds, and release on auto or somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. The important thing here is restraint. You want the break to sound more exciting, not flattened. If the kick disappears, back off the compression. If the whole thing starts sounding harsh, reduce the saturation. Always listen after each move. Now comes the fun part, resampling. On your break resample audio track, set the input to resampling, or route audio from the break track if you want a more controlled print. Arm the track and record about 8 bars. This is the key workflow shift. You're not just looping the original break anymore. You're printing a performance version of it. That printed audio becomes your new raw material. While you're recording, automate one or two small changes. Maybe open the drum bus drive a little in bar 3. Maybe increase saturator by 1 or 2 dB just before the drop. Maybe pull back a little high shelf or high end for a darker section. Keep it simple. Even one little movement makes the resample feel more alive. Once you have the recorded audio, drag it into a new simpler or use sliced a new MIDI track and send it into a drum rack. For beginners, transient slicing is usually the easiest starting point if the break is already punchy. If it's steadier, 1/8 slices can work well too. Now you can play the break like an instrument. Put kick hits on one pad, snare hits on another, and separate out ghost notes and hat ticks. And here's a really important tip. Don't quantize everything too hard. A little imperfection is part of the old-school jungle feel. At this point, layer a clean kick and snare on top. Don't replace the break, just support it. Build a simple drum rack with a sub-friendly kick, a snappy snare, a closed hat, and maybe a rim or ghost percussion sound. Keep the sounds focused. The kick should be short and punchy, not too boomy. The snare should have some body in the mid-range and a crisp top. Hats should stay narrow and bright. You can use simpler or pads in drum rack for each one. A useful beginner move here is to think in rolls. The break gives you movement and character. The clean kick and snare give you control and impact. Together, they feel much more like a real D&B record. Now let's add groove with tiny edits. Duplicate your clip and make small changes every 2 or 4 bars. Maybe add a ghost snare before the main snare. Maybe mute a hat on the end of 2. Maybe chop a short fill right before a switch up. Maybe let one kick come in slightly late for tension. Keep these changes subtle. The goal is subtle swing and roll, not a full drum solo. A good beginner structure is something like this. Bars 1 and 2 are the main loop. Bar 3 loses one hat and gets a ghost hit. And bar 4 ends with a short fill using 1 or 2 resampled slices. Now print a second resample, but this time make it dirtier. Add a little more saturator, a touch more drum bus crunch, maybe a bit of auto filter on the top end, and perhaps a little reverb send on one snare or percussion hit. Then record another 4 to 8 bars. Now you've got 2 versions. One is cleaner and more functional. The other is dirtier and more aggressive. That contrast is gold in D&B arrangement, because it gives you a way to switch energy every 8 or 16 bars without rewriting the whole groove. Now arrange the drums like a real D&B section. For example, start with an 8-bar intro that has filtered drums or top-only break texture. Then bring in a 16-bar drop with the full break and the kick snare layer. After that, use a 4-bar switch-up with a fill or stripped variation. Then go into another 16-bar drop using the dirtier resample or extra ghost notes. Finish with an 8-bar outro that reduces things back to hats, break texture, and a bit of FX. Auto filter is super useful here. A classic move is to start with a low pass around 500 to 1500 Hz, then open it gradually over 4 or 8 bars into the drop. That gives you nice tension and release. If you want, add a reverse cymbal or a simple impact, but keep the focus on the drums. In this style, the break itself should be doing most of the work. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't overswing the break. If the groove is too loose, it starts feeling lazy instead of rolling. Second, don't process before listening. Add one device at a time so you can actually hear what changed. Third, don't resample too quietly. Record with healthy level, but keep headroom. Peaks around -6 dB are a good target. Fourth, don't make every hit perfect. Tiny timing differences are part of the sound. Fifth, don't overdo the low end in the break, because you still need room for the bass line later. For darker or heavier D&B, a few extra tricks help a lot. Use drum bus for density, not just loudness. Try parallel style layering with a return track and blend in a little extra saturation or compression. Keep the low drums mono with utility. Filter the top loop to create tension before the drop. And every 8 or 16 bars, make one bar a little more aggressive so the arrangement feels alive. Here's a quick practice exercise. Load one break into simpler at 172 BPM. Add EQ8, drum bus, and saturator. Apply a small swing groove and nudge one ghost note late. Then resample 4 bars to a new audio track. Slice that resample into a drum rack. Build a second 4-bar variation with 1 removed hat, 1 extra ghost snare, and 1 short fill at the end of bar 4. Then arrange both versions back to back for 8 bars and listen carefully. Ask yourself, does the groove feel like it evolves? Does the second version feel like a natural answer to the first? Can you imagine this sitting under a bass line later? If yes, you're on the right track. So let's recap. Start with a breakbeat, not a perfect grid pattern. Use small swing instead of extreme shuffle. Process, then resample, so you can chop the break into playable pieces. Layer the resampled texture with a clean kick and snare for control. Arrange in 8-bar and 16-bar sections so the drums feel like a real D&B record. And keep the low end tight, mono, and clear for the bass line that comes later. If you can make one break feel like it has movement, grit, and variation, you're already using one of the most important jungle to modern D&B drum workflows in Ableton Lev 12. Now go print that groove, chop it up, and make it feel like it's got history.